On Thursday, the 28th of July, Radio England threw what they described as the party of the year at the Hilton Hotel, where the advance party from the station had been staying since their arrival in the UK. The bill was unpaid, but the Hilton management could be forgiven for thinking that Radio England was successful, as the guest list included Benny Hill, Ray Ellington, David Nixon, Tom Jones, Rolf Harris, Dusty Springfield, Joan Turner, Wilfred Bramble, Edmundo Ross, Nicholas Parsons, and a host of famous faces from the world of show business.
We even advertised it on air, which is nonsense, because no listener could go. And there we were running plugs for it.
Rick Randall.
I remember going into the Hilton and being surrounded by a huge crowd like that, and they were all clamoring for autographs. One of the few times in my life I've ever been involved in actually signing autographs. But I remember at the signing somebody's autograph book, and one of the girls was saying to the other girl, "Who's he?" And she said, "I don't know." But they didn't care. They just wanted some autographs. So what the heck? We were having a good time. And it was kind of fun to be like, to feel like a star for a little while.
During August of 1966, Radio England arranged a concert tour, Swinging 66.
It's another fun first for Boss Radio. Swing It Radio England is going on tour. Radio England is proud to present your top pop favorites in the tour of the year. The Small Pieces. Crispy and St. Peter's. Noel Christian. Special guest star Dave Berry.
And who's the one who gave the shoulder when you told her your first love was over? She'd met someone older.
Who will be replaced by Wayne Fontana for the two London dates. Also on the bill will be the Limey, the Cubas, and the Radio England Much More Music Men. Starting August 12th, Swingin' 66 will be visiting these towns. Lewisham, Finsbury Park, Birmingham, Sheffield, Leeds, Glasgow, Newcastle, Liverpool, Manchester, Cardiff, Exeter, Southampton. The box offices are open now, so get your tickets early for the fun tour of the year, Swingin' 66.
There's only one man for this job.
It's Jerry Smithwick on Swingin' Radio England.
The venues were compared by the Much More Music Men from Radio England, Larry Dean, Jerry Smithwick, and Roger Day.
We started off doing the tour. The other two were ditched for the same reason, although I was not very good. I was English and related more to the audience, and the poor American guys got ditched.
Larry Dean.
It was a disaster. No one seemed to know what was going on. I think it was Birmingham. We did the show, and we were using wireless mics on stage. We started getting interference. There was a local police frequency, apparently. It was on somewhat similar or adjacent. Our wireless mics, the receivers, would pick up some of this stuff, and they made it, about halfway through the show, they made us stop using them, because apparently we were coming through on theirs. And on stage, it was a mess. Your mic worked sometimes, sometimes it didn't, and it was a joke. After the show, we went out to a local club. A woman comedian came on and began doing a parody of what we had done on stage earlier that evening. Funny. I mean, really, really funny. And she finished her routine, and Jerry and I stood up and bowed. They invited us to a party after hours, and we went out and partied with these people about half the night. Had a great time.
And I was left on my ownsome to compare this tour, which was very nerve-wracking. I'd never done anything like it before. And having to fill in between bands while they changed over their equipment, which could be anything up to 10 minutes, and try to talk to the audience. I mean, I'm not a comedian. And how on earth I did it, I really don't know. I used to do stunts like bash people in the face with crazy foam and things like that. It was just slapstick, which I thought was a better way of doing it, because I couldn't stand up and tell jokes. The problem was, we did okay in the areas where you could hear Radio England, but a lot of the tour went all over Britain where you couldn't hear Radio England. And quite often we'd arrive at the theatre and they'd be taking down, it was all cinema stuff, of course, Odeons and that, and they'd be taking down the sign that said what film was on that evening and just putting up, on the afternoon we were on, "No film tonight, tonight, one night only, the Small Faces. And of course, there was nobody there. I remember the Small Faces, although they had a number one record and Crispin St. Peter's was in the charts at the time, as was Dave Berry, and should have been a sellout tour just on talent alone. We were playing to halls of just 200 kids, and the Faces had a number one record and were established artists. It was appalling. It was an atrociously organised tour. In fact, so many things about Radio England were so badly organised, and this was just one of them. I remember Brian Tilney was the tour manager, and poor guy, he tore what little hair he had out because he just got no backup from the London office and lost a fortune. You know, I got paid. In fact, it's the one station I ever worked for, and they didn't finish owing me money, which was more than I could say about the others. But no, it was an appalling event and lost a fortune. But I had a great time, of course, you know. Hotels paid for all over the country, and it was fabulous. But no way was it a commercial success.
Perhaps to recoup some of the losses, Radio England began to advertise what must have been a rather large pile of programmes from the tour.
Did you miss the tour of the year, Swingin' 66?
Yes.
Well, don't fret, because you can capture some of the excitement of the show by sending now for a souvenir programme, hand autographed by all the stars, including the Small Faces,
Wowie!
Dave Berry, Crispin St. Peter's and Neil Christian.
Hot boy!
Just send 2 and 6 plus sixpence for postage to Programmes, care of Swingin' Radio England, 32 Curzon Street, London, West 1. That's 2 and 6 plus sixpence for postage to Programmes, care of Swingin' Radio England, 32 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Four, three, two, one.
I don't like the sounds of this. Oh, no!
It's
no!
Blast off time on Funny Radio. We're going into orbit.
That's the trouble with cut-rate travel. You never can depend on it.
Swingin' Radio England. Ba-da-ba-da.
Do-be-do-be-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do